Commentator Daniel Pinkwater has been under the knife once again. He is no stranger to the operating room. But until his most recent visit, he hadn't a clue about what goes on in such a place.
I am still having repairs done, arising from the work done by the famous Dr. Bob years ago. I have only been sick once in my life when it wasn't iatrogenic, and that was the time. But I progress. We're getting near the end. This time, my new, competent surgeon found 3 pistachio nut shells, 14 cents in change, and 2 tickets for the Beacon Newburgh ferry. The singular thing about this visit to the operating room was that I was kept awake and had my glasses on. So I finally got to find out what happens. It's nothing like movies. The place is more like a restaurant kitchen or an auto shop. I had a good time observing. The surgeon did not say things like scalpel, forceps, sponge, suction. He said, "Give me one of those. No, not the baby bear one. Give me a mama bear. Maybe I'll use a papa bear." All fascinating. After about an hour, a nurse asked me, "How is it that you are able to watch an abdominal operation on yourself with no appreciable change in pulse and blood pressure?" "It's quite simple," I explained to her. "I have never considered that belly as being any belly of mine. I feel as though I am watching an operation on some fat guy." Another example of an unrealistic body image coming in handy.
Daniel Pinkwater lives in New York's Hudson River Valley.